So a couple of weeks ago, I went up to Chicago to see family, and long story short, after a much delayed return flight, I arrived back at our airport close to 1 a.m. Bleary of eye and tired of travel, I just wanted to go down into that black hole called baggage claim, get my suitcase, and get out of there. But what I saw ground me to a halt. There were workmen laying carpet at 1 in the morning. Whole areas of the ceiling had been LED lighted. There was contemporary-looking furniture one might actually want to sit on. Clearly, I had gotten off at the wrong airport. Not something I wanted to contemplate at 1 in the morning. But no. In the few short days I had been away, a miracle had happened. A miracle, I'm telling you. Not only was there new carpeting on the floor, there were windows where there once had been deadly wall space, artful ceiling installations that made the place look like parts of O'Hare, honestly, and signs everywhere welcoming people to, well, of course, silly me, the Super Bowl. Thank goodness for the Super Bowl, I say. Were it not for this nationally compelling event, who knows how long it would have taken for such a miracle to occur.
Well, we were prehistoric, so this is good. This is out of sight here. This is wonderful. I love it, me.
That's Wayne Kendrick. He's been working at his two-seater shoeshine stand at the New Orleans airport for 29 years, so he ought to know. Tony Calafell has been around for only 13, but it's long enough for this 77-year-old Cuban-American customer service supervisor and Spanish language translator to welcome some change.
Every once in a while, you know, you have to update everything because people come from other countries. They're looking at us and they say, what do you mean you don't have this? What do you mean, you know? So it's great. It's going to take a little more time to get it done, but we are on our way there. We are exactly on our way there.
Now, everyone knows New Orleans loves to party. We're really good at it, too. And it's going to begin the minute folk arrive in this now super smart-looking $310 million upgraded airport.
We're going to try to have fun. We're going to have a live music forum. We're going to have jazz bands playing on both floors of the airport and in concourses and in the terminal. And we're going to throw beads at them. We're going to give them packages. And we're going to station people all over the place. All my staff, nobody will be in their offices. We're going to be inside the terminal. And with a smile, we're going to welcome all these people. And we maybe sometime we'll be loud and we'll be cheerful to just let them know that we appreciate them coming to our city.
That's Iftikhar Ahmad, executive director of the airport. In the 2.5 years he has held that position, he has completely transformed a once dreary utilitarian airport into a modern showcase, a reflection of all the post-Katrina progress made in the Big Easy. And he's a diplomat, too, because when asked what he thinks the response will be if the NFL commissioner and the bete noir of New Orleans, one Roger Goodell, walks through his new airport.
Well, I'm gonna say this, that our mayor said it many times, that we ought to treat everybody with much respect and welcome them to our city. And that's exactly what we're going to do with everybody that comes here.
Now, Wayne, he's also a bit of a diplomat. After all, 29 years is a long time to strike up conversations with locals and visitors alike. But he's a little bit more conflicted about Mr. Goodell.
I don't know if I want to shine his shoes. You know something? I don't think he's going to stop here. I think he's going to come through and just get on downtown, you know? I hope it go like that.
So happy Super Bowl, everyone, and may the best team win. To read more about the remaking of the Louis Armstrong International Airport, go to wwno.org or NOLAVIE, NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, this is Sharon Litwin.